Mansion in New York. And on this date in 1963, Martin Luther King Jr. wrote his letter from the Birmingham jail, in which he said, "Injustice anywhere is a threat to justice everywhere." More on these stories at townhall.com.
The following is an encore presentation.
The views and opinions of shows on KCNR are those of the hosts, guests, and callers only, and do not necessarily reflect those of the staff, management, or advertisers of KCNR Radio.
I pledge allegiance to the flag of the United States of America, and to the republic for which it stands, one nation, under God, indivisible, with liberty and justice for all.
Don't label us left or right.
We are American.
Not looking for a war, but we came to fight.
We are American.
Somebody's gotta stand up. Somebody's gotta do what's right. We're rising cause we're fed up. Got our house in order and got yours in sight.
Good morning, Sovereign Minds. Wow. Excuse me. It is Sunday, April 9th, I think. A little shell-shocked here during the tax season. It's been pretty much nonstop. I took a day off yesterday, and that was like, wow, this is what it feels like to have some time to yourself. Well, not really. Three grandkids later.
How in the world can you take a day off in the middle of tax season?
Well, I did because I've been working 12 and 14 hours a day for about a month or so. And I finally got caught up enough to where I felt comfortable enough to take a couple, you know, hours off. So, but we still have the a week here, about a week left in the home stretch. So we're in pretty good shape. We will be working fairly hard through the next week. So, anyway, I'm here in the studio. My name is Mark Kent. I'm with my sister Linda, who does all the heavy lifting.
Good morning.
Good morning. And Bob Martin, our trusted producer, soundboard operator, and all-around great guy.
Good morning, Mark and Linda and Red.
And Red Smith, who's been on a blended glide path with an inappropriate assumption of solvency with a soft guarantee of improbable financial stability. Post-employment becoming a rapid descent into the unfunded pit of hell and via a non-existent recovery with the mantra of the prostitutes and the self-serving politicians and bankers.
Yeah, but now I've moved on to working with the Department of Justice.
we'll have to fix that.
Yeah, I thought we changed it a couple weeks ago.
We're transitioning into the prosecution phase of all of this.
Well, could be. Yeah.
That'll keep you busy because there's a lot of it that needs to be done.
Where do you start?
And there's that.
Yeah, I don't know.
Or do you just do it like the Mongols used to do it and, you know, just surround the forest and light it on fire and wait for all the critters to run out?
And then whap them?
Yeah.
And then whap them.
Whap them as they come.
We are streaming worldwide. You can go to the chat room at KCNR1460.com or call in at 530-605-4567. All of our shows are podcast and archived as well, and you can friend me on Facebook at Sovereign Minds. Let's see, Reading Patriots meet every Monday night at 6 p.m., 3276 Bocelli Lane. They stand for limited government fiscal responsibility and adherence to the Constitution. Those radical right-wing wing nuts.
Crazy people.
They're crazy.
Crazy.
Yeah. It's like I was out at the park yesterday with the grandkids, you know, and they found some Smurf dolls. And they found, you know, the girl Smurf, Smurfette, and then they have the painter's Smurfette. So I decided to become crazy Smurf.
Crazy Smurf.
There you go.
You have some fun with that.
Boy, I'll tell you what, if you're not getting a little crazy with the crap that's going on out there these days, let me tell you, you're just not paying attention, and you got your head shoved too far up your popcorn bag or something, because, man, I'll tell you what, there was so much headlines this week. I mean, good grief. Okay, we got Susan Rice, you got some FOIA, Freedom of Information Act stuff to talk about. You know, we're shooting Scud missiles or Tomahawk missiles into
Syria.
Into Syria.
The Vincent Carrier Group just departed for Korea.
Oh, that's got to be good.
The Nimitz has been doing high-run practice or high-speed practice runs off of San Diego and will be tasked to Korea here shortly, too. Bringing us up to three carriers in the area. Wonder what's going on here.
Cats and dogs living together in sin. Apocalyptic happenings. I don't know. I mean, wow. What do you do about all this stuff? I don't know. You know, we've got both sides. You know, when I see both sides of the establishment praising Trump, that makes the hair on the back of my neck stand up. And so I do not know what to think about this yet. I think this was more of a shot off the bow. I mean, I can't say that I really am broke up about who they shot, you know, blew up to doll rags there on a base with nobody on it except a few guys that initiated the chemical weapons attack. Does that mean we're going to get drawn into Syria? I don't know. I mean, I'm not sure what to think about this. You know, and then you got the far left guys, you know, oh, it's illegal. I guess when Trump Obama attacked Syria or Libya and killed everybody, that was okay. Mm-hmm. See,
that was different.
Or all
don't
of the drone
know?
Strikes.
I know. You know, it's like these guys, I don't even know how they look in the mirror at themselves. They are so dishonest and so disingenuous and such pieces of garbage weasel morons that they can't look at anything with an honest bone in their body.
They don't have any.
Well, they're like they don't have bones. They're like that little snowman guy Olaf on Frozen. You know, he doesn't have any bones.
No.
It's like, I guess I've been around the grandkids a little too much.
So many of these people are so established and have been where they are for decades and have been manipulating truth and facts and things for their own agenda and their political agenda for so long. Are they even capable of recognizing truth? If truth fell out of the sky and landed on their face and started to wiggle, would they get it?
No.
I don't think they would.
No. So that's what we have.
We have to have a brain.
We have a bunch of lying politicians, a bunch of liars in the media. I mean, we need to cue up, you know, the old song from Three Dog Night, Liar! You
know what I mean? Well, that's the whole Syria thing, and I watch the reaction of everybody that's supportive of it and everybody that's flipping out about it and the different reasons that it's like critical thinking has gone out the window.
Yeah, I just don't understand. And I'm you know reserve judgment here because I'm not sure what's going on yet. I mean, we know we tomahawked them.
Mm-hmm.
And we know that the question is that was this, you know, the big deal? Is it a false flag? Well, I don't know if that even matters anymore. When you just start, you know, gassing kids, you know, the question is, who gassed them? You know, I mean, was it the Syrian government?
If it wasn't the Syrian government, who
was it and why?
And if it was the rebels, how did they deploy it? Because there's some simple facts about sarin gas that everybody seems to be ignoring. It has a very short shelf life. Sarin gas does not remain toxic and lethal for very long, so it has to be newly manufactured.
Mm.
It's actually a liquid. It's when they refer to it as gas, it's not really a gas. It's a liquid that's been aerosoled into the atmosphere. It works mainly on contact and contact with the skin and other mucous membranes. It's not usually inhaled because it's difficult to atomize to get into the atmosphere. It takes specialized technology. Somebody said, oh, no, you just put it, you know, you put a vial of it under some C4 and blow it up. And that's how you don't.
You're starting to scare the crap out of me, the fact that you know everything about sarin gas.
He's got way too much time on his hands somewhere.
It just the dynamics of how you have to use sarin. Okay, you don't just blow it up with some C4 and it comes in under door frames and windows. It has to be atomized into the atmosphere, and you have to have specialized technology to do that the rebels don't have. They don't have the artillery to launch the rounds. They don't have the capacity to do it.
Well, you know, I mean, they have been, you know, exhibiting a high degree of technology by running people over with buses and trucks.
You know, if it was something like chlorine gas, okay, I could buy that. I could make you a batch of chlorine gas in my toilet. I mean, it's not difficult.
You really are scaring the crap out of me.
It's not hard. But sarin is kind of a high-tech deal, and it has an extremely short shelf life.
Well, you know, we'll have to wait and see on this. I'm going to leave the jury on this out because I think this was more of a warning to the rest of the world that if you screw with us, that, you know, this is the consequences are going to be different than, you know, the Barack Obama draw a line in the, there's a, you know, red line in the sand. Don't cross over it.
Mm-hmm.
You know, it's like, I really mean it this time.
Well, it's been longstanding policy of the United States of America. If you use weapons of mass destruction, and that's qualified as nuclear, biological, or chemical, we will respond in kind.
Yeah, I got to say, I mean, I think that is more of a warning to North Korea because, you know, everybody's talking about a false flag and starting wars. But, you know, I think we got a crazy, I'm not sure what verb I want to use for Kim Jong-un. We got a crazy
take your pick,
crazy guy running the show in North Korea.
Yeah, he's a moonbat.
And so, you know, was he going to, you know, he's kind of been throwing a few missiles out there testing the waters here lately. And I don't think Trump's going to put up with his garbage. And I don't think he should because if this guy doesn't scare the crap out of you, you're an idiot. So, you know, is it all a big pretense for the, you know, New World Order, you know, the deep state neocon? I don't know, but the guy's still a nut job and he's got nuclear weapons. So.
Well, the message that was sent by the United States is we targeted the airbase where the chemical weapons came from, and specifically we targeted the commander of the base. That sends the message, if you do this, we will come after you personally. My understanding from drone footage and and reports confirmed by both British and Israeli intelligence, we put a missile in the window down the hall into that dude's bed. Howdy, buddy.
Yeah, I mean, I gotta say, I can't think that that's a bad thing. Anybody that would gas kids, and again, would the deep state neocons use this as a false flag? Yeah, this is what they do.
And the thing is everybody keeps saying, oh, why would Assad gas his own people? They're not his people. They're civilian refugees from rebel areas. They're rebel civilians that he has a long history of murdering wholesale.
Well, and, you know, I'm not real happy about governments in general, you know, taking care of their own people. I mean, can you say Benghazi? You know, I mean, it's not like these elite people care about much of anything except money and power, it seems like. So I don't know. I mean, I'm going to wait and see what happens, and I'm going to support Trump at this point until I find out something different.
Well, my guess from what they've been talking about and who he's had to dinner lately is that we see the Jordanians move to occupy Syria with the backing of United States power. I would not be surprised to see that at all.
We do have a caller on the line. We have David from the Bay Area. Good morning, David.
Hey, honey. Hey, I down here in San Francisco, I work on energy issues, and for years I've been studying the pipelines issue about Syria, and there's a company that was given the fracking rights to the Golan Heights, and the Golan Heights used to be a part of Syria, but it was captured by Israel in 1967, so I guess it's now 50 years ago it was captured. And for 50 years, the United Nations has been calling for Israel to give it back to Syria. Well, in 2013, Netanyahu sold the fracking rights of the Golan Heights to Dick Cheney's newest company. And that one is called Genie Oil Gas. And if you look it up online, you can see the company's own website. And Genie is spelled with a G. So it's genieoilgas.com. And if you go in there, you go to their main page, and if I remember right, you go to the About Us section, and then if you go, you drop down and you look for the Strategic Advisory Group, you all of a sudden discover that Genie is made up of not only Dick Cheney and Rupert Murdoch, and there's a Rothschild in there. I think that's Jacob Rothschild is an investor. But it's also got James Woolsey of the CIA. It's got Bill Richardson, who was the energy secretary under Bill Clinton, and he was also the former governor of New Mexico. It's got Mary Landrieu, who was the Democrat senator from Louisiana. There are a number of other people. I think Robert Rubin was Bill Clinton's Treasury Secretary. So it's a mixture of these extreme right-wingers plus some Clinton cabinet figures. And they have the fracking rights to the Golan Heights. And then they want to run a pipeline north across Syria's front yard and up into Turkey and then up into it hooks up with what's called the Nabucco pipeline. And at the time I started discovering them, oil and gas, I think the barrel price of oil was like $110 a barrel. And at that point, they were claiming that the fracking capacity for this the holdings was worth $24 trillion. Now, that's a fantastic amount of money, and it was probably a lot of BS. But and now that the price of a barrel is less than $50, that $24 trillion would be down to about, what, $10 or $11 trillion. But the battles of ISIS in Syria are pretty clear to be right along, or the earliest battles of ISIS were right along that pipeline. And so it was clear from the start that ISIS was a toy of Genie Energy and Dick Cheney, that they were the private army of them. And you can actually,
well, how can you not include Robert Rubin? It's Dick Cheney, but, you know, this is both sides of the aisle, like you're saying. I mean,
right.
Yeah.
About the fact that they were funded, trained, and armed by the Obama administration.
Exactly.
Oh, yeah. And so when you were talking about sarin gas and that it had to be the Russians or it had to be, well, it's pretty clear that ISIS and Al-Qaeda at this point, Al-Qaeda in Syria is called Al-Nusra, and they're constantly being supported by us, whether we give stuff to Turkey and then Turkey delivers it, or whether we make helicopter drops and they just, gosh darn it, accidentally land in ISIS or al-Nusra's hands. There's a website put out by a Syrian attorney. It's called Syrian Perspective, and I think it's syrianperspective.com. It might be .org.
But what's your point here, Dave? Where are you going?
Well, they're always showing photographs of tweets, tweet photographs of like man pads. Some of the brand new man pads, which are like the missiles that you use to fight to knock down a helicopter. That brand new ones, the top-of-the-line stuff coming from Arizona, are being dropped into the hands of ISIS and al-Nusra. So our brand new weapons are ending up in the hands of the so-called moderate rebels there in Syria, and it's nothing but a ploy to get a free pipeline for Dick Cheney and Robert Rubin and Rothschild and, you know, all the rest of these creeps. So, this discussion of what's been going on with, who can
make
sarin
gas. What
about
the other pipeline that's intended for the area, David?
Oh, well, there are a number of them. Yeah, there's Qatar was wanting to do it. But the whole point of destabilizing.
What about the Russian, Iran, Iraq, Syrian natural gas pipeline?
Oh, well, now that's why Russia was involved with Assad. They had a business deal. Russia was going to build a pipeline with Assad, and that was to compete basically against Dick Cheney. And Dick Cheney doesn't like competition. So he's been trying to not only tear apart Assad, but he's also been trying to drive Russia out of Syria. and to break apart that alliance. So it's all about pipelines. It's not about religion at all.
But you're missing the elephant in the room, which was the reasoning behind the outbreak of the Syrian conflict in the first place, which was the Arab Spring, which Bashar al-Assad responded to with violence.
Well, there's discussion. If you go to Syrian Perspective, you can see all sorts of interesting comments about that. I can't say. I mean, if you go to that Syrian Perspective is a really interesting site because it has comments that come in not only from trolls and horrible bigots and all sorts of weird people, but you can tell that the propagandists of both sides are dropping stuff in there. And they will try to contraindicate each other, and they'll end up spilling the beans.
Well, part of our problem is we don't know what the truth is anymore because we can't seem to get accurate reporting from any of the supposed, you know, watchdogs on any of this stuff.
But the Syrian conflict was not manufactured to create a pipeline. The Syrian conflict was caused by the fact that Bashar al-Assad attacked his own people.
Oh, no, that's far from it. Don't you remember when 9/11 happened? Syria weren't they in the axis of evil? There was this list of seven countries that were to be destroyed. I think Wolfowitz spilled the beans on that, and Syria has been clearly targeted by the neocons for years. In fact, Assad, you know, he is his son. The first Assad was very brutal. There was a second son that I think he died in a plane crash, and it then this third Assad is the younger brother, another brother anyway. He wanted to be a doctor, and I think he got to be a baby doctor. And when his brother died, he ran for president and won. And so the issue though is that the destabilization. See, if you go to when gasoline was $110 a barrel,
we're running out of time here, Dave. You got to shorten it up and get to the point. In other words, we're going to let you go.
Well, when gasoline was $110 a barrel, there was a whole lot of energy production stuff going on. Fracking was booming. There was all sorts of different development of energy around the world. The Saudi Arabians intentionally started glutting the market in order to ruin energy prices for everybody. And that was the start of Venezuela collapse. That was the start of fracking collapse. That was the start of a lot of other energy collapses. You can read Wall Street Journal articles about Saudi Arabia and energy prices. You can find thousands of articles about the Saudi role in this. They're trying to corner the market. And when they take over countries like whether it's Iraq or Syria or ISIS, they actually then start bootlegging the gasoline. And ISIS for a long time was selling gasoline by the barrel for $20 a barrel when the spot price was $110.
Yeah, and they were taking it out of the pipelines in Iraq and Syria, and they were running it north to Turkey.
Yeah, exactly. When they destabilize a country, they can steal the oil with no meters and bootleg it.
But that wasn't the Saudis. That was actually causing the Saudis to hemorrhage money. The Saudi royal family and the Saudi government's been hemorrhaging money since ISIS appeared.
Well, ISIS, this is why I raised, Saudis helped create ISIS as well. And you can, when the first gassing happened in 2013, you can look, just do Google search of Saudi Prince Bandar plus ISIS plus, or gassing in Syria, and you'll find that Saudi Prince Bandar provided the gas to one of those little rebel groups. He didn't train them when they did it, and one of them dropped one of them down in the bunker and killed like three quarters of their little rebel group. And one of the sole remaining survivors was the one that spilled the beans that it was Saudi Prince Bandar that gave him the weapon with no training. And so there's a lot of dirty stuff going on here. And, you know, the Russians got involved with Syria solely to have a pipeline, out to the Mediterranean. and South and Qatar wants a pipeline. Dick Cheney wants a pipeline, but they're all going to cross Syria, and Syria doesn't want to get it for give it to them for free, much less get
and
Dick Cheney.
What do you think the Russian motives are behind recognizing Jerusalem as the rightful capital of Israel a couple days ago? Then.
Well, that's an interesting thing anyway, because when Israel was created with the United Nations help, they recognized that Jerusalem was too important of a city to all three religions. The Christians, the Muslims, and the Jews all thought of Jerusalem as a holy city, and that to have anybody have it as a capital city would diminish all three religions and create war. So the United Nations mandated that Jerusalem could never be the capital. And so this is an issue that goes all the way back to, 1948 or whatever. And so for anybody to claim, whether it's Jared Kushner or you know, George Bush or any of these neocons to demand that that Jerusalem be chopped up is guaranteeing war, because it's like a tourist haven. You know, you can go all the way back to Mark Twain, his Innocents Abroad, and he's talking about how it was a Jerusalem and Israel and the Holy Land were a pure tourist trap, and that this tourist trap, you know, you'd have these merchants fighting over the best spots to be able to sell a twig of olive branches or something like that.
Sounds like the Crusades.
So Jerusalem should be a capital for Israel, and anybody walking into that trap is guaranteeing war of those three religions.
Listen, Dave, we're going to have to move on to something else.
Yeah, no sweat.
We're running out of time. We appreciate your call.
Good week.
All right,
thanks a lot.
All right, very good. Let's go to a break, Bob, and then we'll come back, and we're going to talk about the unions in Shasta County and some of these FOIA requests that you've been putting in. And then
if you want to call in, the number here is 530-605-4567. This is KCNR 1460 Community Radio for the North State.
Up dreaming of being a cowboy and loving the cowboy ways, pursuing the life of my high-riding heroes. I burned up my childhood days. I'm a modern day drifter. Don't you hold on to nothing too long. Just take what you need from the ladies that leave them with the words of a sad country song. My heroes have always been cowboys. Still are, it seems. Sadly in search of, and one step in back of themselves and their slow moving dreams.
If you are running your own business, you already know that if there are 1,000 items on your to-do list, you really have 3,000 things to get done. Success in business is in the details. You need help. Let the smart professionals at Five Star Bank help you take care of those financial details. Yes, smart people doing good business. Life is 10% of what happens to us and 90% of how we react to it. Be positive. Those at the top of the mountain did not fall there. Visit us at Five Star Bank and let us show you how we specialize in emerging business and commercial real estate. Five Star Bank also specializes in hard work, working hard for those that believe that success is just on the other side of the next opportunity. Thomas Jefferson was a great believer in opportunity, for he found that the harder he worked, the more he had of it. Your time is as valuable as your success. So visit us at Five Star Bank, 358 Hartnell in Reading, or call Eric Woodstrom at 223-6652. Online at fivestarbank.com. Five Star Bank, professional, progressive, and personal. Member FDIC, Equal Housing Lender.
Shasta High School's award-winning music department is pleased to present its 47th annual spring musical, George and Ira Gershwin's Crazy for You, April 27th through 29th and May 4th through 6th at the David Marr Theater in Reading. This romantic comedy will include professional costumes and staging and feature a live orchestra. Recommended for ages 4 years and up, tickets can be purchased online now at ShastaWolves.com or ShastaHighChoir.com. Tickets are $15 in advance, $20 at the door. Get your tickets now for the best seats available.
A young woman working long hours can't wait to be home with her small children. They are her joy, her love, and her inspiration. But she can't go home. Home is not safe. Where does she go? How does she protect her children? Each month, One Safe Place protects over 125 victims of domestic violence. Join us on Saturday, May 6th for Walk a Mile in Her Shoes at 9 a.m. at the Red Lion Hotel on Hilltop to support One Safe Place. You don't need high heels, just a heart to help. Visit ospshasta.org for more information.
Join Aaron Ryan, Bill Cundiff, and Bob Martin for We the People Radio every Sunday from noon till 2. Our interviews on them give you the whole story rather than the mainstream media sound bites.
Here on KCNR 1460 AM, we've got the experts on politics, environmental craziness, veterans affairs, property rights, Agenda 21, foreign affairs, and everything in between.
The archives are always available online at wethepeopleradio.us.
It's the most fun you can have while talking about them.
Join us this Sunday at noon for We the People. You'll hear great authors and commentators, professors and scientists, activists and military experts, researchers and whistleblowers, all spending time to inform us about their areas of expertise. And we welcome your suggestions for future topics and guests at wethepeopleradio.us. We the People, brought to you by Powerhouse Solar of Reading, Sundays at noon on KCNR.
Time has come for 51. Becoming the 51st state won't be easy, but it'll be worth it. Tired of California passing laws that make your life more difficult?
Find out what's happening and how you can help every Sunday morning at 9 a.m. with Wynn Carpenter
and Terry Raposa
here on KCNR 1460 AM.
Listen for Jefferson State of Mind now at its new time, Sunday mornings at 9 o'clock here on AM 1460 KCNR.
It's rodeo time! Steer wrestling, team roping, saddle bronc riding, barrel racing, and of course, bull riding. The 2017 Reading Rodeo is coming, and our own Reading Rodeo is the 2016 Hall of Fame inductees. And you can be there this year for all the action-packed fun. Get your advance tickets at ReadingRodeo.com and click on tickets. We will see you and all of your friends at the 2017 Reading Rodeo, May 17th through the 20th. That's ReadingRodeo.com.
Hear us streaming 24/7 at KCNR1460.com.
Somebody once told me the world is gonna roll me. I ain't the sharpest tool in the shed. She was looking kind of dumb with her finger and her thumb in the shape of an L on her forehead. Well, the years start coming and they don't stop coming. Fed to the rules and I hit the ground running. Didn't make sense not to live for fun. Your brain gets smart, but your head gets dumb. So much to do, so much to see. So what's wrong with taking the back streets? You'll never know if you don't go. You'll never shine if you don't glow. Hey now, you're an all-star. Get your game on, go play. Hey now, you're a rock star. Get the show on, get paid. And they say it gets colder. You're bundled up now, wait till you get older. But the media men beg to differ, judging by the hole in the satellite picture. The ice we skate is getting pretty thin. The water's getting warm, so you might as well swim. My world's on fire, how about yours? That's the way I like it and I'll never get bored.
Yeah, hey now, let's talk about Susan Rice now.
Not even a smidgen of corruption.
Yeah, not even a smidgen.
A smidgen.
No liar here.
Yeah, I mean, you know what gets me is the fact that these guys are so, you know, surprised and shocked on the mainstream news that Susan Rice, you know, I mean, good grief. She was involved in wiretaps? I mean, and the president, leading to the president, involved in wiretaps?
Illegal unmasking of private citizens there's no evidence. Investigation?
There's no evidence.
None.
No evidence, even though she admitted that she did it.
Yeah, and there was only three people possible that could have done it, and she's one of those three.
Who are the other two?
John Brennan from the CIA and Attorney General. What was that guy's name? Eric, the gunrunner Holder.
Oh, was it Holder? I thought it was the other guy from the NSA.
Well, it would have been Loretta Lynch at the time.
Oh.
It was Loretta Lynch, Susan Rice, and John Brennan are the three people that were privy to that information.
So, they did it because Russia was hacking the elections. Oh yeah, Seth Rich. They found out.
Well,
was the guy.
They accidentally picked up Donald Trump's campaign team and wiretaps. They were not the target. They were incidentally collected, and then they accidentally used that information to attempt to derail his campaign.
It was all an accident.
An accident.
Yeah.
It was the Russians.
It was the Russians, except...
it wasn't the video?
Well, my question is if the mainstream media keeps going, this was the Russians, and it was Susan Rice, are they finally admitting she's a communist?
Well, that's a tough question.
Are they saying that she worked for the Russians?
Actually, WikiLeaks came out and said that Seth Rich was the leak this week.
Yeah, and they killed him for it.
Yeah, because that seems to happen a lot when you cross these guys.
Yep.
They just kill you.
Right in front of his own house, twice in the head.
Yeah, so. So there is, So how does this Russian thing happen again? Let's see. Seth Rich was leaking to the Russians.
No, he was leaking to WikiLeaks.
Oh, well, where did Russian guys come from?
I don't know. It just sounded good.
Yeah, so there's no effort to paint Trump into a corner here so that they could possibly impeach him by having 17 agencies come out against him, intelligence agencies, that said that he was involved with the Russians.
Why do we have 17 intelligence agencies?
I don't think we've got one intelligence agency. Intelligent agency at this point in time. It's crazy nuts stuff. So all of this skewed the elections against Hillary Clinton because they found actual emails between John Podesta, her campaign manager, and her that actually revealed what kind of people these guys were.
Mm-hmm.
And they got that because of an unsecured server from Hillary Clinton.
Mm-hmm.
And this is all Donald Trump.
And a DNC operative named Seth Rich that had a conscience.
Trump's the devil!
Yeah. You know, it really is a horrible situation. Seth Rich did the right thing as a decent man, and it cost him his life.
Yeah. Well, that's what these guys do. So, you know. And, of course, she's never lied before. I mean, let's see, Benghazi. There's a couple other ones in there I'm trying to remember.
Not any more than the rest of them did up there, you know.
Yeah. Her oath to protect the Constitution, lied about her email, lied about her server, been lying about Bill's Bimbos for years.
No, I mean Susan Rice. She lied about Benghazi.
But
that's amazing. So did Hillary Clinton. So, let's see. Hillary Clinton lied about Benghazi. Susan Rice lied about Benghazi.
Barack Obama
lied about... Gee, there seems to be a pattern here.
Yeah, lies.
Trump's the devil.
Yeah. Supported by the Russians.
Supported by the Russians.
Yeah. Putin's the devil and Trump's the hand puppet, right?
Yeah.
Yeah.
Yeah. I mean, none of these guys are sock puppets for anybody, are they?
Yeah. That would be the same Trump that just pooped on Putin by dumping, you know, 60 tomahawks into Syria.
Yeah, that's sort of
that hand puppet.
Yeah, that sort of screws up the narrative a little bit. That you know, we attacked Russia's biggest ally in the Middle East.
Well, you know, Vladimir Putin has really had it his way for 8 years because he's been playing the geopolitical game against a simpleton, and that's kind of over.
The Poot.
Yeah.
Yeah, the Poot punted.
Yep. You know, and everybody has such a hard time. Well, what's Putin going to do? It's really easy. He's going to do what's in the best interest of the Russian people.
Right.
He really is that simple. And he's been used to the last 8 years being able to push around whoever he wanted and get his own way because Barack Obama was a weak-kneed wussy.
Yeah, and he was going to do
a punk.
He's going to do a lot better after the elections, you know, after he got reelected, Vlad.
Yeah.
Hmm. Gee, that's not collusion, is it? And I guess the fact that Podesta received a bunch of money from the Russians, too, that's not collusion, is it? And then Hillary.
Or what about the money that Bill Clinton took in from the Russians? Or Hillary?
Trump's the devil. and then, oh, what about all the uranium?
I was just going to say, yeah.
Yeah.
And whose name's in that? Hillary?
Hillary.
Hillary.
Yeah.
Yeah. And,
but that doesn't count.
Yeah, because that would, like, you know, I mean, I'm looking at this article here. John Podesta failed to disclose financial ties to the Russian government while advising Hillary and Obama.
No. That's mainstream news, too.
You can't handle the truth.
That's not collusion.
Yeah, that's what these Muppets on late night TV like Colbert are talking about, right?
Yeah.
Yeah.
You know, the real deal is John Podesta is the freaking devil. Yeah, Google John Podesta's art sometime if you feel like getting sick to your stomach.
Yeah, the Jeffrey Dahmer collection.
Yeah, I mean, this guy
that's not a joke. It's literally quote-unquote artwork that are reproductions of Jeffrey Dahmer's murders that he has in his home.
Oh, I mean, I want that off my battle piece.
Yeah.
Not.
Yeah. Dude, sick.
And then all these little kitties with their hands tied in underwear and stuff like that. Yeah, John Podesta, he's a stand-up guy.
Yeah.
Yeah, I would believe him. You know, him and Michael Jackson.
Oh, man.
Yeah, so I don't know. Are we going to go to war? I don't know. I mean, there's a lot of saber rattling here. A lot of stuff going on. This is a big news week. I mean, you know, you've got Germany ready to let a bunch more people in. Oh, this was pretty good, too. Germany will heavily fine social media networks if they do not promptly remove comments that are critical of the government officials or their policies.
Yay for the First Amendment in Germany.
Yeah, hey, let's strike another one for freedom there, Merkel.
Yeah, she's not a Nazi.
Yeah, she Merkel Urkel.
Yeah.
Did I do that? I mean, really? I don't know. I mean, it just makes me sick to my stomach sometimes.
You remember the meeting that she had with Trump? And she came out with her face all puckered like somebody stuck a lemon up her butt?
No, I don't remember that part, but yeah, go ahead.
Yeah, she just came out and the look she was giving Trump. Well, it turns out he actually had a bill for the last several years printed up of what Germany owed the United States and handed her an invoice for this is what Germany owes the United States.
Yeah.
Kind of explains the look on her face.
Well, and, you know, I'm looking at another article here. The CIA's Marble program can create cyber attacks to look like they are from other countries.
Ed Snowden told us that years ago.
That wouldn't have anything to do with, like, Seth Rich and, you know, WikiLeaks and
the
Susan
Chinese
Rice
hacks.
And the Chinese
The Chinese attack on Sony, remember that one?
Yeah.
Yeah.
This is, WikiLeaks released the CIA documents from Vault 7 that describes a program called Marble, which is an internet tool that makes it appear that cyber attacks are coming from other countries. Test samples found in English, Chinese, Russian, Korean, Arabic, and Farsi. For all of you who don't know what Farsi is, that's Iranian. That's the Iranian language. I looked it up.
Mm-hmm.
So, I mean. It's
Persian.
It's Persian.
Don't call them Iranians.
Yeah, they like to be called Persians.
Yes. So, Iranians are Arabs. Iranians are not Persians. Something like
Iranians
that.
Iranians are Arabs, not Persians, but they like
you
to be called
You know the
Persians.
Squire room down here used to be the bar. Actually, right across the street, there was a Iranian bartender, Frank, used to work there.
I never met him.
He explained the whole thing to me, and you didn't call Frank an Iranian because he's not Arab. He's Persian. I mean, to the point that I think the dude would have broken a rocks glass and shabby in the neck if you called him Iranian.
Yeah.
He's not a fan.
Yeah, here's another one from the German. Here's another headline. I mean, you know, after first they take away your First Amendment rights by, you know, fighting heavily anybody on the internet, and then the next one is the German government would allow 270,000 Syrian migrants to bring their families, which could double the immigrant population.
Oh, now they're migrants. Okay.
I don't know. Yeah, let's get to some local
and let's
stuff,
not
man.
Forget that here in America we're attempting the same thing, except we're calling it legislation against fake news.
Yeah. Yeah, the guys that are telling the truth are fake, and the guys that are faking the news are telling the truth.
Oh, no, those guys and their facts, better shut them up.
Yeah, we don't want anybody with facts. Facts, who needs
you
facts?
You are fake news.
Mm.
Yeah. Who needs facts? Yeah. I don't know. I mean, you know, I got another article here that says there's a new claim of chemical attacks by Assad follow the same pattern as attacks attack falsely blamed on Assad in 2013. Here we got Putin shakes a lot of hands. I got several. I got him shaking hands with the premier of China, Assad, you know. He shakes a lot of hands with a lot of people. And then this one with China, he's replaces the U.S. dollar as the world reserve currency. This is April 6th. This comes from the Malaysian Chronicle. China and Russia are coming in the final stages of replacing the U.S. dollar as the world reserve currency. The first step is to trade with each other in their own currency. This will greatly reduce the impact of current U.S. economic sanctions against Russia. Huh.
They have one small problem, though.
What's that?
Donald Trump.
Yeah, maybe.
See, because the problem is the Chinese economy doesn't go round unless they are able to import their products to
sell
the
all their crap
States.
To us.
And with Donald Trump now, they're going to be doing that on a level playing field. And if they continue to manipulate currency, they're going to get whacked with tariffs, and we will grind their economy to a halt.
Everybody's manipulating their currency. It's called race to the bottom.
Yeah.
I don't know.
Cashless society, baby.
A cashless society, I guess. I don't know. We're going to – you know, I read another report this last week that said that there's, you know, three things that happen in this situation. You know, you default, you start a war, or you just print until the cows come home and pay off all your debts, which means that a loaf of bread costs you $200. And so I think the third option is on the table.
I was going to say, don't we have all three going on, though, pretty mm-hmm. much?
Maybe.
You know, a combination of everything.
Well, yeah. The economy is getting better out there. I've noticed some improvement.
Sure it is.
I'm trying to think, though.
Well, the fact that
I guess
that
it depends on where
Trump
you live.
Trump has given the agencies 180 days to come up with a plan to make us energy independent where we don't have to buy energy from anybody. That's not going to create jobs. Or building pipelines or making sure that the pipeline's built with American pipe or, you know, any of that stuff. The fact that we're going to build power plants in this country for the first time since the 70s, that's nothing.
No.
You know, our building new transmission lines and the new power plants and, you know, stuff like that. That's bad for America.
I like this one. CNN tells viewers to ignore news stories about Susan Rice coordinating illegal surveillance against the Trump transition team.
This is not the traitor you
don't
are
worry about
for.
This. Just ignore the news.
Yeah.
Crazy. Let's go to local stuff. Let's talk about the unions and in Shasta County and the CalPERS. I mean, I was listening to Mark Baird in the last hour, and you know, CalPERS is the largest donor of to campaign contributions, I guess, in the state.
Yeah, weird.
Yeah, but I'm pretty
who
sure.
Who do they donate to?
Political guys, like you
yeah,
know.
The same people that just keep giving them whatever they want and are continuing allowing CalPERS to conduct malfeasance, lie about their financial statements, and are basically bottoming out the state's pension fund?
Yeah, those guys.
Yeah.
Yeah, so what he said. But that can't happen here in Shasta County, could it? I mean, these guys wouldn't be on the take or on the bribe or on the, you know, good grief. That's how these guys – that's how come we keep getting fresh new guys in there to stop doing this.
Yeah. And we end up with triple dippers like Leonard Modi.
The triple dipper.
The triple dipper.
Yeah.
What happens when they don't have any more money to give them?
That was a pregnant pause.
Just saying. I mean,
I'm
you
pretty
know.
Sure that's see, that's my theory is I'm waiting for the unions, their pensions to collapse.
I go, sorry, we don't have any more.
And then all of a sudden it's going to be like, hey, what? You know?
Yeah. There's an IOU.
What does happen when you sell your soul to the devil, then at the end of the day, instead of getting paid, you're left holding the check?
Justice?
Yeah.
A lot of heat?
Yeah. I don't see myself having a lot of sympathy.
I'm kind of envisioning a cross burning out on Gold Hills, or not Gold Hills, but
the river.
Riverfront golf over there, or Modi likes to
escape play. From Reading with Snake Plissken.
Well, you know, I'll run down with Nancy.
Can he make it out?
Oh, boy. Yeah, I don't know. I mean, you got these guys, they're double-dipping the unions. Are these guys getting all these big funds? You know, they keep electing the same guys, so we can't get any changes. We get a sanctuary county. And tell me about this sanctuary county thing. I mean, why are we a sanctuary county?
Well, okay. We are a sanctuary county because SB 54 passed, making us a sanctuary state, okay, which orders all municipalities, local law enforcement, state law enforcement, to not disclose information on illegal aliens. They're not supposed to stop people to see if they're illegal aliens. They're not supposed to check their paperwork. They're not supposed to report it to the immigration services if they are found to be illegal aliens, all of these different things. And so everybody that falls under that jurisdiction and under that legislation that just passed is considered a sanctuary city by the federal Department of Justice. Okay. Now, there are counties, Siskiyou and Tehama County, who have specifically declared that they will comply with federal law. They will ignore SB 54. This exempts them from the DOJ considering them as a sanctuary jurisdiction.
So this is about money is what you're telling me.
Oh, it's absolutely about money. Now, the city of Anderson also passed a similar resolution, and I understand Lincoln down south is on the way to passing the same thing. They are exempting themselves from what Attorney General Jeff Sessions has said is coming, which is if you are a sanctuary jurisdiction, you will have your federal funds canceled. You will not be eligible for federal funds in the future. And the federal government will seek to claw back funds that has been distributed to them prior.
And where do these funds go? I mean, who? The whole county gets the funds? Individual agencies within the county?
Well, the sheriff's department. And the sheriff's department, over the last 5 years, has seen about $10 million in federal funds. It's accounted for close to $2 million of the sheriff's department budget. Now, the state of California and the county and Larry Lees will try and tell you, oh, no, that's state money. Well, that's state money it's federal money that is passed through the state to be distributed. It's also direct grants from people like the U.S. Forest Service, Department of Agriculture, Department of Justice, different things like this. So I got curious, well, how much money are we talking about? And how bad is this clawback? So I actually picked up the phone and called the Department of Justice in Washington and, God forbid, asked. And what they said, it would be a termination of all federal funds. It would make the local agency that gets hit with this ineligible for federal funds in the future. And the clawback, they could seek to claw back funds for up to 5 years. That's why I got a hold of our sheriff's department and said, how much money have you guys taken in from the feds in the last 5 years? And it's almost $10 million. Mm. And that would be an immediate clawback of, you owe us $10 million, Shasta County, right now.
Yeah, so, wow. So if the CalPERS goes under and that happens, I'm pretty sure that the, shining building on the hill over there by Plaster.
Yeah. Turns out River City's just a sewer.
So does the sheriff's department get funding from anywhere else, really, besides from the state?
Well, they do. They get some of their money, but it makes up a good chunk of the budget. Mm. And the consensus among the Board of Supervisors, we attempted.
I think we're out of time here.
Okay, we probably better dive into that onto the other side.
I guess we'll catch that on the other side. Stay tuned for the second hour of Sovereign Mind. You've been listening to KCNR 1460.
This is KCNR, Shasta Redding.
News this hour from townhall.com. I'm Michael Harrington.
And this concludes the first hour of our replay on this Easter Sunday, the replay of Sovereign Minds from last week. While we have a moment, we wanted to take this opportunity just to avoid any confusion. There will be no Tea Party Patriot meeting or State of Jefferson meeting tomorrow night, tomorrow being Monday, April 17th. Again, there will be no meeting tomorrow night. That word from the Tea Party Patriot folks. And we invite you to stay tuned for hour number two of our replay. Again, this is the broadcast from last Sunday, April 9th. Sovereign Mind hosts, Mark Kent, Linda Kent, and Red Smith taking Easter Sunday off. So we thank you for listening this morning. The chat room is open if you have anything you'd like to contribute. Again, you can go online to KCNR1460.com, go to the live chat section, and then click on Listen Live and Chat. Again, we wish all of you a happy Easter here from KCNR, Shasta Redding. I'm Bob Martin, inviting you to stay tuned for hour number two, our replay from last week of Sovereign Minds. And now the news.
News this hour from townhall.com. I'm Michael Harrington. Vice President Mike Pence in South Korea this morning addressing U.S. troops and family members.
Our resolve has never been stronger. Our commitment to this historic alliance with the courageous people of South Korea has never been stronger. And with your help and with God's help, freedom will ever prevail on this peninsula.
He's visiting just hours after a failed North Korean missile test that further increased tensions in the region. The U.S. is sending an aircraft carrier battle group to South Korea as a show of support. Security is high in some places around the world this Easter Sunday as Christians celebrate. The mood somber in Egypt, where Muslim terrorist attacks killed more than 40 people at two churches 1 week ago. Saturday's rallies around the nation urging President Trump to release his tax returns have gotten a response.
Do you want to see his taxes? Yeah!
Thousands showed up at rallies in cities from San Francisco to Washington, D.C. on Saturday, and they got the president's attention. In a tweet Sunday morning, President Trump says someone should look into who paid for the rallies, which he described as small. Trump also returned to a favorite theme, saying he did an almost impossible thing to do for a Republican, easily won the Electoral College. He then laments, "Now tax returns are brought up again?" In a separate tweet, Trump also wished everyone a happy Easter. Ben Thomas, Washington.
Turkey's state news agency says the lead for the yes side in today's referendum in that country on expanding the presidential powers has narrowed to 4 points with 94% counted, the yes votes leading with 52% in the referendum. Critics say if it passes, and it looks like it might, President Erdogan will essentially be a dictator of sorts. More on these stories at townhall.com.
The letter showed up in my mailbox with no tracks in the snow, and it might have been signed by God.
You're not thinking about Corbin, are you?
Now.
Nakin St. Phillips.
Do I know you?
Believe in miracles.
Why did you bring me here?
The pain inside is devouring you.
We'd like to heal it if you'd let us.
That's why you're here, Mackenzie. This is your flying lesson.
The Shack, rated PG-13, may be inappropriate for children under 13. Soundtrack featuring the new single, When I Pray For You, from Dan and Shay. Now playing in theaters.
The following is a real-life story from Trinity Debt Management.
It's probably been about 10 years ago. I had quite a few credit cards, and it was just getting to be too much, so I called Trinity.
If you're in debt and you need help, call Trinity at 1-800-990-6976.
They met with me, and they were able to get all of my credit cards in one lower payment. Now we're doing a lot better.
If your debt has you down, call Trinity at 1-800-990-6976.
Iran has announced that it has more than doubled production at a giant undersea gas reservoir over the past 4 years. President Hassan Rouhani, who will stand for re-election next month, has campaigned on promises to boost Iran's natural gas production. He says daily Iranian production at the southern Pars gas field, which Iran shares with Qatar, has reached 540 million cubic meters, up from 240 when he was elected in 2013. The oil ministry says $20 billion has been invested in the field over the past decade, and that another $15 billion will be invested in coming years. Producers of the Broadway musical Groundhog Day say it will open as planned on Monday, but injured star Andy Carl's status is unclear. He hurt himself during a preview performance Friday, forcing the cancellation of Saturday's matinee. Understudy Andrew Call was brought in to fill in for Carl Friday night. News and analysis at townhall.com. Another Mexican journalist assassinated by organized crime, the fourth time in 6 weeks.
Veteran 71-year-old reporter Maximo Rodriguez Palacios, who worked for website Colectivo Peruco, was gunned down in the city of La Paz in the state of Baja California in front of a store, by his car, and in front of his wife, who uses a wheelchair. Maximo, who reported about organized crime, was shot dead by assassins with semi-automatic rifles. No arrests have been made. Mexico's now the third most dangerous nation on earth for journalists after Syria and Afghanistan. 97% of these killings go unpunished. James Blears, Mexico.
Today is Sunday, April 16th, and a birthday for a number of notable people, including singer Bobby Vinton, 82 years old today. Former Massachusetts First Lady Ann Romney is 68. Patriots coach Bill Belichick, 65. More on these stories at townhall.com.
This is Terry Oxley, pastor of True Life Church in Bella Vista. Lawlessness. The cause of lawlessness is the absence of godly moral values. Godly moral values are absolute and unchangeable. This absence of godly morals is the result of the deliberate killing of God in the hearts and minds of people, beginning with our children. This is done by corrupt leaders so that they are the ones who decide what is morally right or wrong. Look around you. What you see is the result of this kind of moral decay. If you are looking for a no-nonsense church that's not afraid to talk about current issues and yet teaches the Bible, I invite you to be our guest. Our Sunday services are at 10 a.m. We are located on Deschutes Road, one block south of Highway 299 in Bella Vista. You can visit our website at truelifereading.com. We hope to see you soon, and remember, it's worth the ride.
The following is an encore presentation. Happy Easter from all of us here at KCNR Shasta, Redding.
The views and opinions of shows on KCNR are those of the hosts, guests, and callers only, and do not necessarily reflect those of the staff, management, or advertisers of KCNR Radio.
Torch burning, I was a key that could use a little turning. So tired that I couldn't even sleep. So many secrets I couldn't keep. Promised myself I wouldn't weep. But one more promise I couldn't keep. It seems no one can help me now. I'm in too deep. There's no way. Runaway train, never going back. Wrong way on a one-way track. Seems like I should be getting somewhere. Somehow I'm neither here nor there.
We are the best kept secret in the universe. Our mission is to monitor extraterrestrial activity on Earth. We are your best, last, and only line of defense. We work in secret. We exist in shadow.
And we dress in black.
That's right. We're all over Nancy Pelosi and the rest of them.
We operate in secret. We are your last hope in the universe. Oh, boy. Oh, boy. So where were we?
We were talking about the clawback for the sheriff's department and the things that we're facing, and now our board of supervisors thinks that they're going to get away with the Nuremberg defense of, oh, we didn't know, y'all. They were just doing what's of yours.
Yeah, I'm a snow kind of guy.
It wasn't us. Do I get my retirement now?
Where's Schultz at when you need him?
And speaking to the Department of Justice, specifically I was speaking to the Department of Justice Office of the Legal Counsel to the Executive. That's the branch of lawyers from the Department of Justice that works with the White House. From what I was told, there will be no Nuremberg defense. Either you are a sanctuary county or you municipality or you declare yourself not to be. And the fact that Shasta County was actually presented with an opportunity to adopt that resolution and decided not to actually weakens any defense that they would mount that they were unaware that they had to do this or to comply.
But they were so worried about the lawsuits. What about the lawsuits?
By who?
I'm just saying, wasn't that part of their spiel?
Well, the other thing was, is we don't want to upset California because we want to make sure that we get disaster money because of the recent rainstorms. Number one, California's got to go to the feds to get that money, which makes it eligible to the clawback, dummy.
I wonder if we should have a grand jury investigation on this.
Maybe.
But would they do it?
Would they do it?
Yeah, I'd like
that's
to
that's the question I have. Would they actually that. Take it up?
Well, we've been hearing for weeks about, oh, get on the grand jury. I tried for like 4 years. And I guess I'm just, you know, I have a bad moral turpitude because they just like, meh. So yeah. I don't think they want anybody on the grand jury that doesn't, you know, go lockstep with whatever they're doing. And have we even had a serious grand jury investigation around here of the actual government officials that they're supposed to be watchdogging at all?
I don't remember any grand jury investigation. Mm-hmm.
Am I just
anything.
The only? Am I screwed up here or what?
That's a good question. When have we had a grand jury investigation of
anything?
I'm thinking, here's my challenge. I'd like to have everybody call in to the grand jury and ask them if they would do an investigation on Red Flex. I'd like to see an investigation on Red Flex because I'd like to know that, you know, they signed a contract. I actually have the contract here, you know, that Rick Bassetti signed in lieu of, I believe it's Dick Dickerson, with Karen Finley, who's actually pleaded guilty to bribing public officials, and,
32 counts of bribing public officials
to get their Red Flex system into the cities. And I'm just kind of wondering why do we have these lights that are supposed to be unconstitutional, illegal? We can't figure out where the money's going. We don't know you know, who's getting paid off, where's getting paid off, why they got paid off, and when they got paid off.
Well, and my other question is we got into what we could get for answers on the revenue, and we know that the city of Reading is getting a portion of the revenue. We know that they're getting stiffed by the county. We can't get an answer on how much the county's taking in. We did get an answer on how much the county is dispersing to the state of California. Those funds go to 14 separate accounts in California, the large bulk of which goes to the construction of our new courthouse. But now that we're not building a courthouse, where's our money?
Where'd it go?
Yeah. And I, you know,
who's holding it?
And I don't want to be a guy that just throws darts for no reason. I'm saying we want an investigation from the grand jury. Will they actually do an investigation? So before we throw them under the bus, let's call them up and say, hey, we want you to investigate the Red Flex camera system over there, you know, that's giving tickets out like a ticker tape, like going through the turnstile at a New York subway station. And, you know.
Well, if you want to wait to throw them under the bus, that's fine. But I'll be in the barn warming up the diesel.
Good. Because that's what I think. That's
Where's our money?
Yeah, where's the get on the grand jury. Well, they don't let anybody on there they don't want, it seems like, because, you know, I know, I don't know, a handful of people that all, you know, applied.
And why is it so hard to find out the facts about where the money's going? I mean, it should be a pretty open book. Or it's supposed to
be. There's no graft and no corruption here in Shasta County.
Yeah, you know?
According to the county, and what they told me when we made the request, is that those funds are distributed by the court, and the court is not subject to FOIA.
Really?
Really.
I don't think it works that way.
No, it doesn't.
They become above the law, huh?
We are the law. Well, they are the law.
Well, not.
I went in. I got a ticket. Went in there and said
they're above the law.
And said to the judge, "Hey, according to the Constitution, any matter of controversy over $20, I'm supposed to be entitled to a jury trial." And she says, "I don't interpret that way."
That's what I'm saying. It's not up to them to interpret it.
Well, obviously they are because, you know, I'm looking over at the sheriff guy that's going to, you know, haul my butt into jail if I start arguing. I'm in contempt of court because I called her, a liar and somebody who's not for freedom and the Constitution in the American way.
And who is there?
The extracting money from the populace for no reason.
And whom it pays
the paycheck? Can't confront your accuser.
Yeah, and who can you appeal her decision to? Nobody?
That's pretty much how it works.
Yeah, weird.
I think they call that kangaroo court.
Yeah.
But we don't need any representation, do we? We don't need a separate state to go back to equal footing, the equal footing doctrine where we start, you know, and get control of our elected officials, do we? You know, they're being bribed by the unions, and the CalPERS and... No, we don't need any of that,
no.
do we?
Uncle Jerry's looking out for our best interests.
Sure,
yeah,
he is.
Uncle Jerry.
Yeah.
I don't want to be one of Jerry's kids.
Well, I think it's high time that we move beyond simple noncompliance. A lot of people just need to get up off the couch and off their butt and even get on board with not complying and move to active resistance. You got a problem with the illegal aliens in the sanctuary cities? Go down and shut down the DMV and the motor voter law where they're enrolling these people to vote against your interests. You don't like the fact that our money's being misspent? Let's get a petition on the ballot that orders the county treasurer to place our tax funds in an escrow and not to give them, to surrender them to the state of California until our grievances are redressed. There's a great many things that we could start doing if we're really that upset about it.
Yo quiero Taco Bell.
To me, we need to be actively working to break the system, to grind it to a halt.
Yeah, I'm inclined to agree with you. I think, this court case coming up with the state of Jefferson is a start. And I think that, the real deal is this gets worse and worse and worse because it's not getting better, folks.
Mm-hmm.
As this gets worse and worse and worse, at what point in time do you stand up and say, I'm a man or a woman and I will not put up with this crap?
I am an American.
How about we occupy the franchise tax board until they reimburse the fire fee?
Whatever we need to do. Whatever we need to do.
Well, I think we need to start putting those discussions on the table.
Yeah, I'm
inclined. Well, like we've talked before, if people would just stand on one issue, no matter what it is,
mm-hmm.
the power that we would have.
Show up on Monday at 5:30 tomorrow and get involved with the state of Jefferson. Do something.
It only takes one issue.
Do something. Okay. Well, with that.
Yeah. Me and the Lord. We got an understanding. We're on a mission from God.
It's true.
Very fake news.
We have time to do only so much. It's not like that we're not doing anything here. We've got our hands in so many different pies we can't even, remember which pies our hands in.
Yeah.
We need more people. We need more people to start standing up and getting involved in what's going on. Donate. Do what you got to do. Show up. Get involved. But moving along here with another story, we've got bribery with the IRS. New documents show the IRS targeting scandal was more expansive. This comes from Katie Pavlich.
Wait, there was IRS targeting?
Yeah.
No.
Wouldn't happen.
New documents obtained by government's watchdog group Judicial Watch shows the IRS targeting scandal was more expansive than previously known and show IRS officials admitting the tactics used to hinder conservative groups were inappropriate. No crap, Sherlock. The documents, which these are out of the 6,000 documents that they haven't released yet, they finally got a hold of 695 pages that were withheld by the Obama administration from Congress and were not included in the congressional investigation into IRS abuse.
Wow.
Shocker.
Yeah.
On August 9th, 2013 memo, Schiller admitted the Irish used political labels and targeting groups for special scrutiny and possible audit, and that going forward, the agency would screen organizations based only on their activities, not words or labels of any kind. Judicial. Wow. Yeah. So I guess before that, they were basing their, you know, their targeting on words and labels.
Weird.
Know. Wow.
Yeah.
Yeah.
And so, then I have a thing here that the IRS gives, after school Satan Club, tax exempt status in 10 days.
Yeah, all you have to do is a member of the Church of Satan, and man, you get your 501c status like a,
10 days, boom, you're done.
You get fast tracked.
Yeah. Right to the top.
Yeah, I mean, and that couldn't be a problem. I mean, they only have human sacrifices on Sundays and things like that.
Yeah, you get the Podesta Express Pass.
Yeah, that's exactly. Gross. You can, burn a pentagram on the front of the White House lawn and, you know, sacrifice a goat. Yeah. What's wrong with that? Excuse me. Further, the documents show IRS officials essentially bribed groups and offered tax-exempt status in exchange for limited political activity. In other words, limiting opposition to President Obama's agenda. So they're bribing groups to give them the tax-exempt status in exchange for not going against Obama's agenda. No wonder the Obama IRS has been hiding these records, you think? The new smoking gun documents contained admissions by the IRS, Obama's IRS, that it inappropriately targeted conservative groups. Now, these are the same guys that brought you Benghazi, Fast and Furious, gee, the wiretapping of Trump is so off the table that, gosh, there's no evidence there, and they're involved in Russia. If you're a moron, if you believe anything that comes out of the mouth of any of these pieces of garbage.
Well, that's a where is Big O right now?
I don't think anybody really knows, do they?
I'm going to say golf course or vacation.
I know.
You know?
Wasn't he moving to California?
Yeah, but he ran into a couple of problems, like his retirement fund getting seized in the Caribbean.
Oh.
Yeah.
Yeah.
But,
he is actually currently in the non-extradition treaty country of French Polynesia.
Interestingly enough.
Yeah.
Yeah. So the new smoking gun documents contain admissions by the Obama IRS that it inappropriately targeted conservative groups, said Judicial Watch Tom Fenton, president. But the records also show that the abuse continued as the Obama IRS tried to force conservative applicants to give up their First Amendment rights in order to finally get their applications granted. Yeah. IRS Commissioner John Koskinen, who covered up many aspects of the IRS targeting scandal on behalf of former IRS official Lois Lerner, is still in charge of the agency. I'll tell you what, they need to burn her house down, as far as I'm concerned.
Metaphorically speaking only. Yes.
And Koskinen, you know, he is probably part of that church that got fast-tracked in him and Podesta, you know, are sacrificing goats somewhere, need to go to jail. They need to be targeted. They need to go to jail. They need to be fired. They need to lose their freaking pensions. Just saying. Am I a little too strong on that?
Well, a lot of people are hammering the Trump administration. Why haven't you gone after the IRS? Why haven't you gotten rid of Koskinen? Why not let Koskinen sit in place and roast until this is over and you can burn him down while he's still in federal service? Because you can do a lot more to him then than you can on the outside. Just a thought.
Yeah, I don't know. Maybe we should go to a break. I'm about ready to throw my coffee through the
what
window.
What would Koskinen and Podesta do at the Church of Satan? What would they be, the head tip rubbers?
If you want to call in and discuss something or have a question, give us a call, 530-605-4567.
A whole new meaning to the world of offering.
This is KCNR,
Ultra Boys,
60 Community Radio for the North State.
God, that's gross.
You brought it up.
Something. It is tough establishing a new business in California, and even tougher if you're trying to understand the multiple laws that seem to have no other reason but to make your life harder. How do you deal with those legal hurdles while trying to build this new business or expand an existing one? By having your own qualified expert assist you. Douglas Wright, attorney at law, specializes in business law and is well versed on the morass of legal questions facing a California business. Douglas Wright, a professional corporation, 530-243-6000 or douglaswrightlaw.com.
If you are running your own business, you already know that if there are 1,000 items on your to-do list, you really have 3,000 things to get done. Success in business is in the details. You need help. Let the smart professionals at Five Star Bank help you take care of those financial details. Yes, smart people doing good business. Life is 10% of what happens to us and 90% of how we react to it. Be positive. Those at the top of the mountain did not fall there. Visit us at Five Star Bank and let us show you how we specialize in emerging business and commercial real estate. Five Star Bank also specializes in hard work, working hard for those that believe that success is just on the other side of the next opportunity. Thomas Jefferson was a great believer in opportunity, for he found that the harder he worked, the more he had of it. Your time is as valuable as your success. So visit us at Five Star Bank, 358 Hartnell in Reading, or call Eric Woodstrom at 223-6652. Online at fivestarbank.com. Five Star Bank, professional, progressive, and personal. Member FDIC. Equal housing lender.
It's termite swarm season again when termites quickly expand their already large colonies. Because of the quiet and hidden nature of termites, they are often undetected until the damage has already occurred. If you suspect your house has termites, call the professionals at Big Time Pest Control immediately for a free estimate. Big Time Pest Control will guarantee extermination of termites, insects, spiders, and rodents. Call 530-242-8830. Big Time service at a price you can afford. Big Time Pest Control.
Founded in 1995, GI Pathology is the only physician-owned laboratory in the United States dedicated solely to the practice of gastrointestinal and liver pathology. The company provides the highest quality GI pathology diagnosis made exclusively by one of our fellowship-trained gastrointestinal and liver pathologists. GI Pathology delivers results to its Northern California client base within an industry-leading 24 hours. Call 888-2-GI-PATH or go to www.gipath.com for more information.
Join Aaron Ryan, Bill Cundiff, and Bob Martin for We the People Radio every Sunday from noon till 2. Our interviews on them give you the whole story rather than the mainstream media soundbites.
Here on KCNR 1460 AM, we've got the experts on politics, environmental craziness, veterans affairs, property rights, Agenda 21, foreign affairs, and everything in between.
The archives are always available online at wethepeopleradio.us.
It's the most fun you can have while talking about them.
Join us this Sunday at noon for We the People. You'll hear great authors and commentators, professors and scientists, activists and military experts, researchers and whistleblowers, all spending time to inform us about their areas of expertise. And we welcome your suggestions for future topics and guests at wethepeopleradio.us. We the People, brought to you by Powerhouse Solar of Reading, Sundays at noon on KCNR.
Simpson University will prepare you to be a teacher in just 12 months. Start summer, fall, or spring and fill the need for the next generation of educators. Many Simpson students have landed teaching jobs before completing their credential program. We'll show you how you can accomplish this and receive an instructional iPad too. Simpson University offers scholarships, grants, and financial aid to help you achieve your educational goals. Call 1-888-9-SIMPSON or go online to simpsonu.edu/credential for more details.
Join the conversation online in our chat room, kcnr1460.com.
there. Yeah. Hey, you know, that's good music, and it's appropriate because we just got some breaking news. House Ways and Means Committee votes to refer Lois Lerner for criminal charges.
Yeah, baby.
Yeah. This just came out. It's a reliable source, and it's at Town Hall. You can look at it and see. Evidently, they voted 23-14 along party lines to refer former head of tax-exempt group at the IRS, Lois Lerner, to the Justice Department for prosecution.
All right, everyone, gird your loins.
Yeah. Yeah.
And that's not all.
Oh, there's more.
There is.
There. Breaking also. Emails show Lois Lerner fed True the Vote tax information to Democrat Elijah Cummings.
That'd be illegal.
That's kind of illegal. Last time I checked.
Cummings and her.
Yeah.
Uh-oh.
So there's some a big shakeup going on here, finally. And it's due to Judicial Watch's in the trench, never, you know, surrender attitude, and getting this crap out on the table for these freaking criminals that need to go to prison, lose their pensions, and lock them up, put them in a cell. Ah.
Yeah. And there's more, too, isn't there?
Is there more?
I thought so. But didn't a judge have some words for Mr. Costigan?
Oh, yeah, yeah. Okay, let me find that, too. I got so excited that I got mad.
Yeah, so we got Lerner going up for criminal charges. We've exposed that she and the head of the committee, Elijah Cummings, colluded. Thanks, Congressman. Schmuck.
Yeah.
And then we've got a judge that seems to be just slightly irritated with Mr. Costigan.
Yeah, said that personally
drag him into court for contempt.
For contempt. Yeah. So that's on the table. And wow.
Yeah.
Yeah, I guess you know,
Rub that tip.
And I guess we do have a caller on the line. We have Dar from Palisandro. Good morning, Dar.
Yes, good morning. That's really good news about Lerner. Now we have to wait and see how the our media, the left wing media, you know, does works with it, but I'm sure they'll try to get her off. I'm calling because it seems like the last few years, every time we turn around, there's an election or not election, our taxes are raised, either locally or statewide. For instance, I don't understand how Jerry Brown got away with what he did yesterday, raising the gas tax up 12 cents a gallon. And then, of course, the cigarette tax went up $2 a pack. I'd just like to know where this money is going. We had our taxes raised in Palisandro to fix the schools, and I thought the lottery had a lot to do with helping the schools out as far as taking care of them and their repairs and things. Haven't heard anything about lottery money for years. I don't know where that money's going. There's no reckoning on where the money's going. And did also that one pass where when you buy ammunition that you're going to have a background check that you have to pay for? I mean, there's no end to it. And where is the money going? And what about that stupid speed train that has way gone over way budget already, hasn't even gone anywhere, and according to what I've heard that most people won't even ride the thing because it'll be just as cheap to fly to L.A. Anyway, I just have some questions. I wonder if you can answer them for me.
I can help you out with the lottery funds. The state of California does do what they are supposed to do, and they disperse a portion of the lottery take to the education fund. According to the number of ticket sales and lottery winnings and things like that, and then taking into account the number of students per county, they have this little formula of how much money each county is supposed to get for the lottery. Then they place those funds into the Department of Education's fund. Then they're no longer lottery funds, they're education funds. They cut the education budget and push it right back into the general fund to distribute among their pet projects.
So that's illegal, isn't it?
No.
It's not illegal?
No, it's a scam, but it's technically not illegal because they are doing what the law says and dispersing the lottery funds to the education budget. But once they hit the education budget, they're technically no longer lottery funds. They are education funds, and they're allowed to cut the education budget. It's absolutely immoral, unethical, and three-card Monty with the lottery money, but technically not illegal.
Is that a Ponzi scheme?
Kind of. It's more of a street hustle.
Well, anyway.
Ponzi schemes are a little more sophisticated and out of Jerry Brown's league.
Yeah, well, Jerry Brown seems to be putting our... I'm so sick of him, and then we've got Newsom coming up after him. And I suppose... I don't understand why this is going to raise the cost of groceries. It's going to raise the cost of a lot of things.
Raise the cost of everything.
Mm-hmm.
You know? Why can't people see this? And the thing is there's no reckoning. How do we know the money's going to go? Where's the $2 a pack tax and that? Where's that going? On the cigarettes. That's a big tax, $2 a pack.
That's a good question. Where is the money going?
Yeah, just like the gas tax. Where's the gas taxes going?
Where's our $7 billion for the water bond we floated? Isn't working on Oroville Dam, is it?
What about this illegal fire tax that we still haven't gotten rid of?
Right into the general fund.
And the thing is I look at it this way. Okay, if they're going to with the fire tax on this, why don't the people down in the cities have to pay it and the people in the suburbs have to pay it? Because they have more fires down there than we have up here. You know, I just feel like I'm just being stomped on.
You are.
We are.
Yeah,
it's
going to get worse before it gets better, quite frankly, Dar, because...
And I'm a State of Jefferson supporter, and I've been a State of Jefferson supporter ever since it came out.
Yeah, well...
And I'm really tired of this here. I mean, as a retired person on a fixed income, you know, it just seems there's no end to the money that goes out for nothing.
There isn't.
For me.
Well...
And they want more.
And they won't stop. They're not going to stop.
The people have to rise up and wake up.
Dar, the next one coming after the 12% the 12-cent gas tax is Jerry Brown wants to increase your vehicle registration fees by 141%.
Wow, and then if you don't have a certain kind of vehicle, after a certain time, he's going to fine you $100.
Mm-hmm.
Yeah.
That's emissions?
Do not comply.
Yeah.
Well, you know, the thing
don't send them your registration. Don't pay.
Yeah, that's exactly right.
Yeah, but what happens?
Well, you know, if about 200 or 300 million people or whatever is in the state of California, let's say half, let's say that 50 million people decided not to send the money in, what would they do? Put us all in jail?
Well, they could. Northern California, State of Jefferson could not send in.
Well, all I'm saying is that people have to, you know, defy the consequences at some point.
We do not have a single elected official that has the testicular fortitude to back something like that. We, the people, have to do that. And you ask a good question. Well, what then? Well, really, what then? So you're driving around without your registration sticker because you refuse to comply with illegal fees and fines from the state of California. You have to be prepared for yourself to either accept the consequences of what the state of California is doing to you or accept the consequences of your actions for resisting it.
Well, I feel
there is no clean way. There is no way out of this without some form of sacrifice on the people's part.
There has to be some pain.
But it has to be together. We all have to do it together.
I'm down.
Yeah.
Well, that's why
I'm already in non-compliance.
That's where we have this radio program here, is to say, listen, you got to stand up and, you know, you got to hit them where it hurts, which is the pocketbook. And, you know, by God, if they're going to pass these illegal taxes without any retribution from the people, then they're just going to keep getting away with it. At some point in time, people got to go, I'm not doing it. I'll move to another state. I'll register my vehicle out of state. I'm not going to pay them.
But it's against the law to register your vehicle out of state, isn't it?
What's against the law to raise taxes on the people and not have them a Republican form of government?
To hell with their law.
I know the problem is, you know, when you're kind of like alone and you're retired, it's kind of
scary.
You know.
It is. It's terrifying,
I mean,
and you are opening yourself up to an issue. But at the same time.
Because you don't want to be put in jail. I mean, I'll say just one other thing. You know, I've watched some of these.
Well, there, let me tell you this, Dar. You're not going to go to jail except for maybe like a trip through the revolving door, because the jails are already so full now of actual people, and that they're letting hardened criminals go anyway because they don't have the space. So I'm pretty sure that they're not going to hold you for very long if you forgot to pay your registration.
But they take my concealed carry license away from me.
So then carry your gun anyways.
What?
Don't comply. To hell with it. That's the point that I'm trying to make is everybody says, I have a problem with this, I have a problem with that, I have a problem with this. But when they get told to do something about it, oh, well, then they might cause me harm. They're causing you harm now.
Yeah, if you don't do something about it, they're going to cause you much more harm.
Well, the thing is,
to hell with them.
You know, I think a lot of people didn't even know about this 12-cent tax going on. I mean, it's just like they're out there and they don't know what's going on. And if you say something to them, they look at you like, well,
move on. Quit worrying about them. Move on to somebody who's going to listen.
Oh, no. I'm not worried about them at all. I'm just surprised they're so uninformed.
Well, because a lot of people have just dropped out. You know the old saying, tune in, turn on, and drop out. That's what a lot of people have done. But there's a lot of people that are waking up as well, and those are the people that we're talking to right now. So,
that's
hey,
good. Thank you.
Thanks
thank
for the
you
call,
Dar.
I appreciate it.
Bye-bye.
So, I think we got another caller on the line here, too. So, let's get...
But that's really... That's
is Terry on the line?
Terry is on the line now.
Good morning, Terry.
But that's the whole point of non-compliance, not complying.
Right. Yep. Right. Are you there, Terry?
I think we lost somebody.
Can you hear me okay?
Yeah, there you are.
Kind of.
All right. Well, anyway, the thing is that that's right. I mean, at what point do we say we've had enough? I want to let you guys know I just got off the phone with Mark Baird, and the attorneys and everyone are working on the final complaint. I'm going to say that again. They are working on the final complaint. So, Dar... We're getting very, very close here. And, yes, the answer to this is a free state of Jefferson. Absolutely no question about it. At that point, also, Red made another good point. You know, we're going to have to sacrifice. I mean, what about the law? Well, what rule of law is there in California? Maybe
none.
Somebody can answer that for me.
Well, and when the powers that be override your constitutional rights here by denying them from you, they are no longer lawful and legal.
That's right. And I want to mention one more thing about the sanctuary, the county thing. I know I was on a radio program yesterday, as was Nick. You know, really and truly, the facts are we are a sanctuary county.
Yep.
It's a fact. Red brought that up. Maybe we can email that to that radio host to where he finally understands it's not an opinion. I don't know what part about fact that isn't being understood here, but it's quite frustrating when we have a situation where people are not just getting totally what's going on when the facts are in front of them. And the last thing I want to say is that the immigration issue is illegal anyway because it doesn't fall under the purview of the state, as you both know.
Well, see, that's a good point, Terry, because people, you know, I talked to a guy the other day, he came in, he's pretty left-wing, and you know, we got on the subject, and he says, well, what do you think about you guys, you know, the state's rights and all this stuff that you're always talking about? I said, well, yeah, that's exactly right, you know, but there is a specific enumerated powers that were handed to the federal government, you know, our safety, the borders, you know, keeping, you know, other countries from invading us, and so, you know, you got to follow what the Constitution says and the powers that are given to it. But when they overreach and usurp other powers that are not given to it, I mean, when was the last time you saw something in the Constitution about, you know, his and her bathrooms being put together? When was the last time we saw anything about drugs? Well, you know, I mean, you've got to stop, you know, this confusion of what is right and what is not right and what is legal and what is not by reading the Constitution and mm-hmm. applying it. People don't want to apply the Constitution. What they want to do is they want to have situational ethics so that they can apply it to get what they want instead of applying the law properly.
Law.
Exactly.
And it is clearly enumerated in the Constitution that the federal government
right.
has sole and whole purview over immigration. End of story.
Right.
Right. Right. And, you know, the thing is that when you have, you know, when you have the federal government, you know, in a position like they are now with a president who's going to stand up for the Constitution, at least to this point, then we have to take advantage of that. And we have been. I know that there are some things going on with some certain issues going right to Sessions as we speak. Point being is that we don't seem to have the rule of law anyway. So folks like Dar or anybody else, there is no rule of law in California. It is all a lie. That's just as plain as I can put it. So
we got to become like Hogan's Heroes, Terry. We got to be smiling at Clink while we dig tunnels.
That's right, and that's exactly what we're doing. You know, one last thing to you guys. Good show today, but you know, at some point we've got to get people to understand that each one of us have to work together. And Wynn made a great talk this morning. Just a great thing to say about how we're working in Jefferson. He never used the word I once. The words he used was our, we, and team. And that's what we have to be looking at, folks. You got to get off the couch, get off your, I can't say it on, but you know what I mean.
Join the team.
Get up and get it done, man. Get it done, and let's go. And thank God that that the complaints are being finished up as we speak.
Yeah, there you go. I mean, it's all, you know, and I got to say, you know, there's a few of us that have been in the trenches from day one. And a few of us have you know, stayed the course no matter what. And watched this movement, you know, the tide rise. And it is rising and is going to become uncontrollable by the powers that be. We will have a new state of Jefferson. We will split the state with California.
Mm-hmm.
Or we will have representation at some point. Because this is not something that's going to go away.
Ever.
This is not a flash in the pan or pie in the sky. This is our rights, our freedom, our liberties and our posterity for the generations and for, you know, from now on. We've got to stop this. We've got to start here and now and fix this.
And that's the key word is we. And I have to tell you something, folks, about Mark Kent, and this comes from his mom. Mark's been fighting for constitutional rights since before he was potty trained.
Gee, thanks for that.
You guys have to understand that people have been in this fight for a while. They understand what's going on. This is great stuff. If you know friends who are not listening to Sovereign Minds and they're not listening to the Jefferson State of Mind, shame on them. They need to listen to this program. They need to go and get involved, get engaged. I mean, it's over with the laziness. It's over with. You guys do a great job. Thank you for what you're doing. By the way, we're going to go have a barbecue, or maybe we'll just have a mimosa or a cocktail with a wine and cheese crowd. That is over. That's the end of my rant. God bless you guys.
Yeah. All right. Thanks for calling in. We appreciate it.
And I agree with that sentiment. It's the time for fence riding is over. The time for wait and see is over. It is the time of choosing. And you have two choices. Will you take the route of the comfortable coward and submit to tyranny, or will you man up and put yourself out there? And yes, there's potential harm that could come to you. Yes, you may go to jail. Yes, they may try to take everything you have. Yes, they may even kill you, as we saw with Lavoie Finicum. But that's a choice that you have to make as a sovereign human being. Will you surrender what you were born to be? Or will you be an American patriot and resist?
Well, or are you going to be a mouse that runs around the maze looking for the free cheese? Yeah. I mean, that's the choices. Let's go to a break, Bob. We got about 15 minutes
left.
If
you
want to
call in, the number here is 530-605-4567. This is KCNR, 1460 Community Radio for the North State.
Clear creeks and cool mountain mornings, honest work out in the field, cornbread in my mama's kitchen, daddy's saying grace before the meal. Family ties run deep in this land, and I'm never very far from what I am. I was born country, and that's what I'll always be.
like the rivers and the woodland wild and free. I got 100 years of down home running through my blood. I was born country, and this country's what I love.
What is our region's oldest industry? Agriculture. At Turtle Bay, we're digging deep into the historic and contemporary stories of the animals, crops, and people that have shaped our local economy. Starting January 21st at our one-of-a-kind exhibition, Rooted in This Land. Climb into a saddle and immerse yourself in a cattle drive. Make your own brand and share your family stories of growing food in Shasta County. Thanks to additional support from Ralph's Prather Ranch Foundation. For park hours and information, visit turtlebay.org. Turtle Bay Exploration Park. Isn't it wonderful?
It's rodeo time! Steer wrestling, team roping, saddle bronc riding, barrel racing, and of course, bull riding. The 2017 Reading Rodeo is coming, and our own Reading Rodeo is the 2016 Hall of Fame inductees. And you can be there this year for all the action-packed fun. Get your advance tickets at ReadingRodeo.com and click on tickets. We will see you and all of your friends at the 2017 Reading Rodeo, May 17th through the 20th. That's ReadingRodeo.com.
Hi, I'm Dr. Kara Tennant with CARE Animal Hospital, and I'm inviting you to join me on the Carl and Linda Morning Show. We will be discussing all of Reading's local pet needs and how to keep your pet happy, healthy, and safe. CARE Animal Hospital is a local veterinary clinic located on the corner of Hilltop Drive and Lake Boulevard. Make sure your best friend has the best possible care today.
Join Dr. Kara Tennant on Friday, April 21st at 7:30 a.m. on Free Fire Radio here on AM 1460 KCNR.
Time has come for 51. Becoming the 51st state won't be easy, but it'll be worth it. Tired of California passing laws that make your life more difficult?
Find out what's happening and how you can help every Sunday morning at 9 a.m. with Wynn Carpenter
and Terry Raposa
here on KCNR 1460 a.m.
Listen for Jefferson State of Mind now at its new time, Sunday mornings at 9 o'clock here on AM 1460 KCNR.
Hear us streaming 24/7 at KCNR1460.com.
Like Chicago, can't help you. I like that song.
Is that a loaded
the groove,
statement?
Not the city?
Yeah. Well, I was thinking like, you know, Chicago the groove, not
okay. You know, I can go there with
not,
you.
Not Chicago the Chicago's really not my kind of town. So anyway, we're back. You're listening to Sovereign Mind Radio, home of the Free Fire Media, community radio for the North State. We've been kind of going off the rails a little bit here, but I think we need to go off the rails because the rails need to be fixed. We are in a screwed up mess because we have been letting our government just run rampant and wild, and you know we've got to stop it. And we're on the track to do it. And Trump's the guy that's starting to do stuff, and we at the local levels have to start doing stuff too. We have to get out there, get off our ass, and start getting involved. Anyway, with that. I think we have a caller.
We do. We've got Billy Bob from Palisade, Drone. Good morning, Billy Bob.
Hey, good morning, guys. Great show as usual. Everything you say is on the spot, and I appreciate Terry Pose's input. Always love hearing him. State of Jefferson, of course. But again, Dar's call is what prompted my phone call, is that, yeah, we can resist, but and not pay our tags and our registration. Have you had your car impounded recently? Do you know how much money that costs you?
Mm-hmm.
That's
I do.
$500. And you get 2 or 3 days to pay for it, or they sell your car.
Mm-hmm.
So, I mean, they got us hammered down. I mean, there's no way to fight them except without a gun. That's my, I'm simply sorry, but it's getting to that point, and I'm frustrated as you guys are. So, anyway, great show.
All right.
All right. Thanks for calling in. We appreciate it, Billy Bob.
Well, that's what the founders had to do. I hope we don't have to go there. I hope that we can get this state split. We can get this representation. But we need to resist at whatever level you possibly can resist. Maybe it's not your DMV fees that you don't pay. Maybe it's something else that you do. Maybe it's getting involved with the State of Jefferson group and donating your time or your money towards that. Maybe it's, helping with the court case money. Maybe there's a lot of ways to resist.
Mm-hmm.
I mean, it's not necessarily, not paying them. But, if you're poor and you don't have liberty and they've taken everything you've already owned anyway, and they've devalued the dollar to the point where it's $150 for a loaf of bread, you don't have anything anyway. You're not going to have any choice.
Yeah. They're going to take your house. They're going to take your food. They're going to take your car anyways.
Right. So I guess that's the choice, it's what was the old saying? Live free or die, or don't tread on me. Was there? That was kind of for a reason. Liberty or death.
Yeah.
Because without liberty, you might as well be a slave in a foreign country. You might as well move to the Middle East because they don't have cars either. The government just comes in and takes and does whatever they want.
Yeah.
Yeah, we're pretty well headed that way if we don't do something.
Yeah.
Or we are, I should say. We are headed that way.
We're kind of there.
Yeah.
We have met the enemy and they is us. We have to be brave and we have to be good stewards of the Constitution and our founding documents and our heritage.
Well, that's the thing is everybody wants liberty. There's not that many people that are willing to pay the price because liberty has a price.
Yeah.
It always has.
Ultimately, liberty is paid for in blood.
Well, and you know something? There's a lot of people who have done that and have paid for it.
Yes.
Yeah.
So, I don't know what to tell people. It's an individual.
I don't want to come across wrong, like we're attacking people or saying anything bad. You know what? An older lady that's living on a single income should not have to lead the charge. Absolutely not.
No question.
But at the same time, you really have to think about what you're saying when you're making the excuses for not resisting, when you're making the argument. And I welcome you to go to an airstrip where there's a soldier returning home from war and look at him and say, I'm sorry, but I cannot stand up and fight for liberty on the home front because they might take my car away, or it might cost me $500, or they might take my CCW away. You look that man who has laid it on the line to the point that he's willing to sacrifice his life for your liberty, and you can't fight on the home front because of why?
Yeah.
Really?
What about the ones that you can't look in the eye?
Yeah.
I'm just saying.
I'm not saying roll over and just don't do it and give up. I'm saying that...
Fight.
Fight. Do what you got to do. I mean...
Latch on to these pieces like a junkyard dog and don't let go.
Well, and here's another thing, okay? Here's a little side note from the Associated Press. When government gets out of control. Okay, right now, I'm looking at headline here that said, Cyborgs at Work. Employees getting implanted with microchips. Okay, this is in Stockholm. This is real. The syringe slides in between the thumb and the index finger, and then a click, a microchip is injected into the employee's hand. Now, we know that they're trying to pass stuff here in California that's going to be able to come in and take your kids if you don't get them vaccinated.
Yeah. Mm-hmm.
Okay. Is that
your line?
Is that your line? That's exactly right. Is it losing my cars your line? Is it implanting your kids with microchips your line? Is it having coming in your house and taking your kids because you didn't get them vaccinated? Yeah. Is that your line? At what point in time do you just say, I don't know, I'm not doing this anymore and I'm going to stop it right here and now? I don't know. I don't know where your line is. I've already got my line down, and I will do everything in my power to resist these guys. That doesn't mean that I'm going to give up my life, my treasure, my money, my vehicles, on a whim. At the same time, I'm not afraid to do whatever I can to resist these guys. And that's what you got to do. you'll find your own path, I guess.
That's it.
Mm-hmm.
That's it.
Yeah.
Make a choice.
Make a choice.
You don't get to have excuses anymore.
Yeah. So, you know.
There are no excuses. It is a decision between I will fight or I will surrender. Pick one.
That's kind of it. That's kind of where we're at. And so, you know, another Sunday.
Another one in the book, huh?
Yeah.
Yeah. And just to let people know, we probably won't be here next Sunday because I do believe it's Easter Sunday.
Yeah, we're going to take the day off.
So, if we're not here, that's why.
So is it another Sunday closer to freedom or is it another Sunday closer to tyranny?
I guess that all depends on what you're doing to make a difference on one way or the other.
Yeah.
Well, there you have it. Well, all I have to say is remember when all of our health insurance got cheaper and we were all given free unicorns?
Yeah. And I kept my doctor.
You were born an original.
Yeah, huh? Okay.
Don't die a copy.
And have that work for you.
Amateurs built the Ark. Professionals built the Titanic. Government is not reason. It is not force. Oh, wait a minute. It is not reason, but it is force. It is not eloquent either. Okay? It is force, and force like fire is a dangerous servant and a fearful master. George Washington said that a long time ago for a reason. It is a dangerous servant and a fearful master when it gets out of control. We're there.
And you've been listening to KCNR 1460 Community Radio for the North State.
KCNR Shasta Redding.
I'm Gordon Griffin. President Donald Trump is asserting that China was working with the United States on the North Korea problem. The president's tweet comes as Vice President Mike Pence told American and South Korea military that the North's failed missile launch laid bare the risk they face. Meanwhile, National Security Advisor H.R. McMaster tells ABC, it's time for us to undertake all actions we can short of a military option to try to resolve this peacefully. Billions of Christians around the world are celebrating Easter, some amidst increased security due to threats by Muslim terrorists. Believers in Egypt are making Easter a low-key affair in memory of more than 40 people killed by terrorists.